This is not a drill, besties. I repeat, this is not a drill. You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it. Welcome back, my inbox besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And you might be like, Kate, are you senile? You said you were going to release on Mondays and it's Saturday. Like, what gives y'all? Like, why are you in my ear holes? I have to watch my kid at soccer practice or swim, or I don't think it's really little league season, but I don't know what you do. I know personally, Saturday mornings, I clean the house and snuggle with my kids. So I'm probably snuggle napping right now as you're listening to this. But the reason why I hopped on here is because I realized I forgot to share some pretty critical news with my besties, and that is that Love Your List, my flagship course, is officially open for spring enrollment. So you can just stop this right now and head on over to loveyourlist.co. It is the only link in the show notes today because, guys, today, Saturday, if you're listening to this in real time, the 14th, is the last day that if you invest in Love Your List, regardless of what payment option, y'all, regardless, that you will be eligible for my live masterclass, Little List, Big Profit. What? Where we are actually going to dissect what you need to do when your email list is, you know, a little bit bigger than what you can count on one hand, and how you can actually turn that around into some big money without feeling like a weirdo. And we're also going to talk about one thing you should never, ever do because it just makes everyone sad. You, your wallet, your people. It's just not good at all. Now, when I was sending the illustrious cart open email, I was like, I use the word launch a lot, but I remember hearing from one of my personal copywriting guru mentors, Ryan, about how launching something is really just when you start from scratch. Like, it's getting momentum. It's, you know, like when you actually shove like a rock in the air. And I'm like, we're not launching anything really. Like, I know that you have already been like hunched over your keyboard night after night, fueled by your inbox besties and, well, probably Gary Vee videos and lukewarm coffee, trying to figure out that next big thing that's actually going to propel your blog and business forward. Whether it is a post that goes viral, whether it is a freebie that finally attracts people that has money, or whether you have been painstakingly trying to write emails to get people to buy and you just don't know what gives. Because every time you go on Facebook and Instagram, you are getting slapped with schmoes that started their business all of 5 minutes ago, making $10,000 here and $30,000 there, and you kind of feel like a big fat failure, even though we both know you're not. And that's why I really kind of, like, when I thought about it, I'm like, this is kind of like patronizing. Like, y'all aren't launching. I see you out there. I see you working. I see how dedicated you are. And honestly, guys, I know that it's going to happen. And then I'm like, well, I'm not really launching this course exactly, because, like, this course is like decades in the making, like decades. This is work that I did as a freelance copywriter, and now I'm actually freelance copywriting again. This is templates and proven strategies and systems and methods that are repeatable, that have been proven to work. I have done them. My clients have used them to great results. I have made plenty of mistakes and tested and was like, oh, that was really a bad move. And all of this is getting poured into the modules of the Love Your List program. And I'm like, we're not launching anything because we've already launched it all. Now, if you're listening to this, and I have to say, I feel like that email, while Ryan, you know, was in the back of my head, it was definitely influenced by Sandra Rhimes's Year of Yes. When she does her speeches, I find that she reiterates the same point over and over again. And we're definitely going to have a podcast episode about this, and we'll talk about it in Love Your List as well, because I feel like it's so powerful. And so, like, the big concept was that we're not launching anything, guys. I know that you're already putting in the work. I know that you already have the battle scars, and I know that you already have what it takes. You just need a little guidance and not 2 decades worth of studying human psychology and consumer economics and copywriting and sales and marketing and all of that juicy, nerdy stuff that I love, when you probably just want to go and do your own thing. Like, we've got someone that sews, we have people that are PR, we've got people that actually help with courses, which is really exciting. We have other social media marketers, we have fitness experts, we have mom bloggers. We have so many amazing people that have already said yes to joining us in Love Your List. I'm so super excited. So just so you know, again, guys, if you're listening to this in real time, Saturday the 14th at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time PM, if you do not have your booty's name and credit card info in there, you will not be able to get into the Little List Big Profit bonus. That is one of my disappearing bonuses. I have another one that is going to be coming down on Wednesday, which is my live webinar masterclass. But Love Your List, guys, because I realized I didn't really tell you much about it, and I probably will on Monday, is a dripped out course. So I know everyone gives me the stink eye. They're like, what? Why can't we just get all at once? Because I find that, you know, everyone wants to skip to the module and like passive income and funnels, which is really exciting. But if you're trying to build a house on a sand pile, it's going to collapse. So everything is purposely layered on the way that it is to make for the biggest impact in your business. So we're not necessarily going back and fixing any boo-boos with some band-aids. Now, if you already have a series, if you already have an email list, if you already have funnels and automations and your websites, you can still get a lot of value from Love Your List. A lot, especially module 3, where we actually talk about writing emails. Like, oh my goodness, guys, my favorite module. I cannot wait. So the modules that we have, which again, if you're, you know, cruising on over to loveyourlist.co, you'll see this as well. Module 0 is actually a quick start challenge where we are going to get at least 100 people on your email list that really, truly care about you. And if you did my free challenge, spoiler alert, you already know what it is. We're also going to be talking about the email marketing bingo card, of course, because the whole point of Love Your List is to fill said bingo card, which is going to equal the jackpot for you, your piggy bank, and your subscribers. So module 1, we're answering a lot of the fundamental building block questions of email marketing. So, you know, what is a single opt-in versus a double opt-in, and basically all bunch of jargon soups. And that's when we're really going to actually sit down to discuss this email marketing bingo card so you can see the entire ecosystem. Now, I know we've had a lot of episodes here on Inbox Besties about it, but like I couldn't go as in-depth as I would because those would have been like 5 hour long episodes. Like, it would have been ridiculous. So that is what we're going over in that module. And we're also breaking down email service providers. So what's unique about Love Your List is not only am I teaching you how to write emails, which nobody ever else seems to do, I'm going to teach you how to grow your email list, as you'll see in a second, but I'm also going to be teaching you the tech behind it. So while I have a breakdown of all of the major services for the purposes of Love Your List, and so I didn't go back crazy, I went with the two that I support the most for my people, and that is my freelancers, coaches, consultants, and bloggers. So for you guys, it's only two options: ConvertKit or MailerLite. So I tell you which one is the best for you, and I show you all the tech for behind the scenes. We also are taking legal. Now, there's actually some big changes coming in May, and so I'm looking to bring in a guest expert, but I have done some research, and I'm going to be pointing to other resources since I'm not a lawyer, but we are on top of that one. So don't worry. We talk about getting a domained email, having email authority, and of course, guys, how to keep everything legal. So that is module number 1. All the goodies. Module number 2, I labeled it freebies, but I'm actually going to probably go in and change it after I'm done talking to you guys. And it is really the whole part of the email marketing bingo card where somebody finds out what your freebie is, from actually creating it, to naming it, to picking a topic, to making it irresistible, to making it sure that it's actually attracting the right people and repelling those wrongos. We do not want wrongos on our list, okay? Like wrongos or baddos, as you guys will find out, to your actual opt-in forms, which will show you, again, using both tech pieces, how you can put them on your website hotspots, how to actually write headlines for those bad boys, call to action buttons. Yeah, there's a whole lesson coming on call to action buttons. Hashtag nerd alert. But the favorite part, probably in that whole lesson, we do take a whole separate thing about landing pages, is my most favoriteest page ever. And if you guys listen to, like, I think it's episode number 20. Oh God, I'm so bad at knowing my own backlog. It is the thank you page. Oh my goodness, guys. I did something really different for this challenge, and I have to say, I think it paid off big time. I will also tell you that we are going to have a breakdown coming up probably in May, maybe the end of April, about how this challenge went, if I do it again, how I'm going to do it differently. And I have to say, utilizing that thank you page on the challenge, I think really made a huge difference. So that's really what the freebies for used freebie section is all about. But like I said, we'll probably give it a cooler name. Now on to number three. This is like my jam. Now, actually, it's 3 and 4 and 5. Okay, they're all my jam. And this one, we're actually going to be going over some general writing techniques. Now, if you invested in my email marketing fairy or in my newsletter planner back when I had it, you would have gotten a newsletter planner sort of mini course. And it does talk about writing toe curling emails, but that was barely scratching the surface. So the way that that is actually broken down is we have some very specific email marketing copywriting tips that are in general. And then we're actually going to be going by parts of the email. So sequentially. So, you know, from names, what you want to be looking at, subject lines, what you want to be looking at, openers/leads that you want to be looking at, hooks for your email, general overall writing techniques, ways to get clicks, call to action, that whole stuff. Now, I know a lot of people wanted to skip right to a welcome series, and obviously in freebies, I tell you how to attach your freebie to your email or how to actually drum up your series if you're doing like a free course. But I needed you to know how to actually write good emails first before I'm having you waste all your time writing these series. Now, that is actually what Module 4 is all about, is where we are breaking down some of the concrete series that you should have in your email marketing back pocket. So we're not just talking about a welcome series. We've got some authority building ones. We've got some in-betweener ones. We're going to be talking about an affiliate series and where they should be fitting in your overall marketing plan. Now, what is really nice, particularly about a ConvertKit, is that you could actually have this funnel, you know, only, because that's what it really is, it's a series, only go out on, say, Tuesdays, and then you'll know, like, don't send me a newsletter on Tuesdays, because if anyone is getting a sequenced email, if you will, they're getting it on Tuesday, and we don't want to send double emails that are conflicting. So that is my whole spiel on those, and we've got way more about that, and those are really, really great when you have at what I like to call evergreen topics. But even for those of us like myself with email marketing where things change, there's still a couple of series that we can squeeze in there besides just your welcome series. And then Module 5, the one I know everyone wants to skip to, but they're not going to, is all about funnels and passive income. And technically, launches. So I'm kind of sneaking that one in stealthily, but we're really talking about, again, what my copywriting fangirl moment Ryan Schwartz likes to talk about, which is coaching the conversion. So really talking about the journey that a customer needs to go through in order to feel comfortable slapping your buy buttons, because sometimes just saying the price is going up means nothing to people. So we talk all about that in this series. We talk about the difference between live launches and, of course, ones that are running on evergreen, which is all the time. Now, if that wasn't enough to just woo your socks off, of course, we do have bonuses. This episode turned in way longer than I thought, but I figured I might as well tell you guys. So again, you can head on over to loveyourlist.co. So C-O, it's now the sales page. It's not the waitlist page, and it is up. So we have a whole slew of bonuses. So the disappearing bonus is going away today, which is why I wanted to talk to you today, is the Little List Big Series. And that's going to be a live masterclass. Only people that have signed up previous to today and today are going to get access to that. We're going to do it on Zoom, I think. I think that'll be really fun. So that's how we're going to keep that nice and private. Then we have another disappearing bonus, which is all about wowing them with webinars. So lately I've been asked to speak quite a bit about webinars, and I didn't actually have any like paid webinar course anymore because I was sort of out of date. So I'm like, I'm going to do this bad boy live and then turn it into a course. So then we're going to have that. If you sign up by Wednesday for Love Your List, you'll get that. And my other bonuses for everyone, because I really honestly, I'm handing you an online business. Like, let's just be real. I'm handing you an online business. We have one where we talk about list explosion. So in freebies, we talk about a couple of just general, like simple getting your feet wet list builders. In the list building explosion, the vision that I have for it is that way you're not overwhelmed or like picking and choosing, is that every week we're going to be releasing a new way to grow your list. So I won't go into too many, but you know, there's, you know, the freebie swap, you know, we've got the whole Wow with Webinars course, but maybe I'll do like a tiny condensed version, guest blog posting, quizzes, Pinterest, all of that greatness, being on podcasts. I'm very excited for that one as well. And I'm going to be inviting in some experts to talk about how they've grown their list as well. So I'm very excited for the list explosion, I'm calling that course, but that's going to be added to weekly. We have the money making micro products course. So if you took my money making courses, that was again way back in the day, it's sort of a play of that one. It's a little bit different. Some of my one click funnel things are relevant. And so you're going to notice when one click funnels gets a facelift, it's going to be very similar to this bonus, but I'm still going to keep the name one click funnels because I like it. And it's slightly skewed a little bit different. So we have that as well, because we need something to sell besides just, you know, affiliate stuff, obviously. And then I asked you all what you wanted, and you said you wanted some help planning your content. So we've got the content creator kit, which is going to be coming out again. This is all dripped released. And so we're going to be talking about actually getting that part of your ecosystem working. So like what we're doing here right now, like this is more of a sales thing, but you know, the podcast that I have weekly, the blog post that we have, if you're a Facebook Liver, a little tiny bit into social media, that's not like my zone, but I'm sure I'll bring in some social media people as well. So that's really talking about creating content, not just for the sake of getting it out, but for the sake of actually moving you and your people somewhere. So that's what the content kit is all about. And yeah, we've got the free Facebook community, which has actually been up and running for a couple of weeks because I had a pre-sale of this bad boy where we've been doing prizes, and we're actually going to spoiler it, have one this week. They don't know it yet unless they're listening, which I know you guys are. So hey, listies, that's what we're calling ourselves from now on. It was listers, but I like listies. So listies, what? We're going to have some fun prizes this week and coaching and just one-on-one support as much as I can in that group setting. So like you don't get to like, you know, text me and ask me questions or send me random emails, but as long as you post in the group, because if you have a question other people do, I will gladly answer stuff for you. I think we got everything. Yeah, it was a lot. Like I said, this is literally everything that has been in my brain. This has been a culmination of decades of making money online, of talking and writing and sales and consumerism and just, oh my goodness, like everything that I love is in this course. And there's templates. The only thing that's not in this course is Trello for Traffic. You guys in the content planning kit are going to get like two of my Trello boards, but Trello for Traffic is not included. Sorry, y'all. So guys, this is really the end of our emergency episode that went really long to tell you that Love Your List is indeed open, and today is the last day that you will be eligible for the Little List Big Profit Live Masterclass. Now, in general, the cart does close next Friday, so that is the 20th of April, but guys, it makes more sense to buy now when it's cheaper and you got more stuff, I'm just saying. So head on over to loveyourlist.co right now. There's a link in the show notes. It's the only one there, y'all. And I will see you guys on Monday. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.